اللهم صل على رسول الله الكريم. Allah SWT is giving us some beautiful advice, and amongst the advice that He's giving us is that He says, "Verily, Allah SWT, Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi'anna lahum al-jannah." As far as Allah is concerned, He has purchased on the believers their souls. And not only He has purchased their souls, which is their life, but Allah is saying also at the same time, "Wa amwalahum," and have also purchased their wealth. So Allah is saying that because I have purchased you, you belong to me. And the things that are with you, they also belong to me. And the manner in which you utilize each of these things will determine your jannah. In fact, Allah is saying very clearly, how you live your life, how you utilize your wealth, and the manner in which you do these two things, which is pretty much every aspect of our existence, I will now give you Jannah in place of that. And whatever I wish for you to do, Allah says thereafter, you must do. And this is the promise that you will find, Allah says, in the Torah, in the Injil, in the Quran. So Allah is passing the very powerful message that although we think that we own ourselves, Allah is saying, just as, for example, this water bottle, when you own it, you can do whatever you want with it. You can open it, you can pour it out, you can throw it against the wall, you can smash it. Because you are the owner of it, you can do what you wish. Allah is saying, because I am the owner of you, you have to do what I wish. And in exchange of that, Allah says, inshallah, I will give you Jannah. And if you follow this, then you must understand, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. You are now considered amongst those that are successful. Success is not the one that gets to the destination itself. Success is the one